Okay, welcome back. And speaking of back, David Oates is back from the great outdoors. How many wild animals did you fight off? How many snakes did you grab by the throat just before they were able to strike you, throw them down?
No snakes, no spiders, just a flock of emus.
Well, that doesn't make you very tough. Come on. Not even a kangaroo? Nothing? Emu?
No. Actually, it was interesting. The bathrooms have got a big sign on the door. Please close the door to keep the kangaroos out. And I thought, only in Australia would you see a sign like that.
Well,
yeah, no kangaroos. Didn't see any.
We have a new trend here. I think they're going to be called, they're calling themselves nullos. Nullos as in nullification. There are people in this gender bender narcissist movement now who are becoming a nullo by having their own genitals surgically removed.
Why?
Because they want to become a nullo.
A nullo. Okay.
I don't know. N-U-L-L-O. I'm telling you, though, this is going to become trendy. They'll have parties. They'll just do it at home. Some medically trained person will be there. You watch. Everybody will cheer. And then what comes next? Down the road here, not far, I predict cannibalism. The consumption of human meat will be kind of chic and trendy. This is all, it's all going to hell. It's the final war between good and evil. And right now, evil seems to have the upper hand.
Yes, they do indeed. And you will come to that conclusion even more after you see the reversals tonight. I got some doozies for tonight.
Well, we like doozies. All right,
let's start off with Dr. Fauci. There was a clip doing the rounds a couple of weeks ago where Fauci and Rand Paul had a go in the Senate and under questioning. And Rand Paul asked Fauci a direct question. Were you involved in financing gain-of-function research at WuHu? Okay. And that was the question. And
did you say woohoo?
Wuhan. Sorry, I did say woohoo, didn't I?
Woohoo's all right. Now we got it. It's all right. Don't worry about
Wuhan.
It.
Wuhan, thank you. And Fauci strongly denied that he was involved in funding of gain-of-function research in Wuhan. So here he is in a little clip denying it. So here we go.
But again, we have not funded gain-of-function research on this virus in the Wuhan Institute of Virology, no matter how many times
words,
you say it,
there was research.
Okay, so, hang on, what have I got? Sorry about that, lost my mic. Okay, so he's denying it, okay? But backwards he says, yes, super germ.
Yes, super germ.
So what that means is, yes, I did finance gain of function research in Wuhan. This is exactly what it means. And we developed a super germ. You remember the reversal I played? Oh, I've played it several times now. I'll play it again. About the virus.
That was a great one. The guy is such a fraud. I call him Fraud Fauci often. He's just a phony. He's as phony as it gets. But he's worse than that because he's a deadly phony. He has been directly involved and indirectly involved in the deaths of tens of thousands of people who have bought into his lie about take the vaccine, take the vaccine.
Absolutely right. So listen to it again. Hear how he's emphatically denying it, Fords.
But again, we have not funded gain-of-function research on this virus in the Wuhan Institute of Virology, no matter how many times
you say it, there was research.
So he's basically saying, no, we did not fund gain-of-function research.
Correct.
But backwards, yes, super germ, which is exactly the opposite. Yes, we did create a super germ, and yes, we did fund it. So here it is again.
Yes, super germ.
I mean, I don't know what to say. It's straightforward.
See, even a criminal psycho can't override their subconscious mind. Their subconscious seems to be able to adhere to a higher standard of existence, and it exists no matter what, at least in most people, unless somebody is utterly a cyborg and reprogrammed it isn't really human at all. But you caught him again. The reverse speech. This is reverse speech's finest hour. What's going on now?
Straight out lie. And to bolster that gain of function argument, there's Reversal I played on the CDC back in March last year.
Uh-huh.
Talks about this. I've played this on your show a few times. You'll know it. So here's the forwards.
And sustained person-to-person spread is concerning. These factors meet two of the criteria of a pandemic.
And the madness, the virus, get the boost.
The madness, the virus, get the boost.
Okay. Gain of function. Research. That's exactly what that means. The virus gets the boost. So they knew back in March of 2020 that this virus had been modified through gain of function research. They knew back then. Okay? And they just didn't tell us. Didn't tell us at all. So there you go. What can I say? Reversal's quite plain. So,
crystal clear.
So while we're on Fauci, let's continue with him. So here is the next one.
They got the six. They decided let's just pause. Very likely, quite temporary, but just pause to take a good look at this and maybe get some more details and see if, in fact, that there are others, perhaps many others, and then we'll find out what we're going to do and then move on from there.
I think he's talking about. Oh, that's right. He's talking about side effects from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Okay, he's talking about side effects. And he says, we damned, they're set to kill.
Give him the set.
In other words, the vaccine has been made to kill. We've talked about this before, haven't we?
Absolutely.
And here we have it in plain, straightforward English. We damned, they're set to kill. Let me play it again.
Doubt what we're going to do and then move on from there.
What he's saying, just to break it down grammatically, we damned, period. Yeah. In other words, we damned everyone.
That's right.
We damned.
That's correct.
And then the second sentence is, They're set to kill. All right?
Yep. That's right. Talking about the vaccine. Talking about Johnson & Johnson in this particular case. What can I say? Before I play the next one on Fauci, I'm going to play you a reversal I heard on a client. Now, we talk about collective unconscious reversals. I've played them on your show before, and they have always come true. In point of fact, I talked about something hitting America in September 9, 2019 based on a client's reversal. So I found this one a couple of weeks ago, collective unconscious information. So here's the forwards.
So I'm sort of, I don't know, but I'm just, feeling a bit run down-ish, Not getting sick as such.
And backwards, dead in USA.
They've been in the pain.
You got that?
You know, it almost sounds like it could go dead the USA.
Oh, yeah.
That could be a the in there, David. I don't know. In either case, it's the same thing. But see if you might hear a the.
Yeah.
Dead the USA.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Too far. Now.
They've been in the pain.
You could be dead in the USA, actually. Anyway, means the same thing. Dead
same
in
thing.
Or dead the.
He called it. He knew. The. See, that's the collective unconscious seeping into the unconscious mind of how many, who knows how many people on the planet? A billion? He happened to be with David, and he was being recorded, and there it is. So I suspect that the future is well known to the collective unconscious.
Yes, yeah. And it doesn't look good at all. Okay, So here we have another, next one on Fauci. Remember the first one we played? We damned, period. They're set to kill. Here we have another one that also uses the word kill. This is from 22nd of May, by the way, this interview.
Got it.
Maybe there are others that have been reported and we don't know about it. So let's take a quick look, get everybody to get a heads up and alert to it, and then see if there are any other cases.
And here he says, he's talking about side effects. Kill in that buzz, their headache. Kill in that buzz, comma, their headache.
You're a limit buzz, their headache.
You're a limit buzz, their headache. You're a limit buzz, their headache.
There you go. So, another kill. Again, their headache. It's their worry. It's not mine.
Over here, David, it is guessed and projected by a number of people that the official figure of 4,600 or 700 dead, murdered by these vaccines, killed, executed, is actually much higher. 25,000 to 30,000 would be more like it. And it wouldn't surprise me at all. All deaths attributed to so-called natural causes, kidney, liver, heart, cancer. We got a story out of the UK today that there's a major surge in new cancer cases. Now, if you know anything about the vaccine and the spike protein, you'll know that the P53 gene, which is an anti-tumor gene in our body that helps us ward off cancers, which appear all the time, and the immune system in general are both being suppressed, if not eradicated, for all intents and purposes, by the spike protein. And if that's happening, we've talked about in the past, cancers and other catastrophic illnesses beginning to manifest. And the story out of the UK today suggests that that is exactly what's happening.
Well, I played you the reversal on your show about a client said we get cancers. I'm trying to find it right now, actually. I'm trying to find it.
Well, there you go. And that's a very big story. It's frightening. It's really disgusting. And it appears to be part of the plan.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I can't find that reversal now. I can't
Cancer epidemic sweeps Britain due to government stay-home orders. They're trying to blame it on the stay-home orders.
Due to government stay-home. Oh, give me a break. Who are they
I added on there, or kill shots crushing the immune systems and the P53 anti-tumor proteins. That's what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm this is frustrating. I can't find that reversal. They get cancers, it was.
The guy who just said the U.S. is going to be dead, that fits into the Deagle projections. Again, I don't like to keep harping on that, but when I first saw the Deagle page in 2017, I said, what the hell? In nuclear war? But when I looked at the populations of Russia and China, which were virtually unchanged, I said, no, this isn't a nuclear war. It's going to be something else. And here it is.
Okay, here it is. I just found the reversal. So well, listen to this. This is a guy, a client, talking about his daughter getting the vaccine.
His other daughter, my two youngest daughters, if they take it, they'll probably get it, probably kill them, and all the propaganda, and they don't want to listen to me.
And they get cancers.
They get cancers.
There we go.
Right there. Yeah.
Right there. Yeah. And what's happening? Cancers are sweeping the United Kingdom. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Yep. The reverse speech.
Cancer Research UK's chief exec, Michelle Mitchell, says, quote, the UK faces the possibility of the COVID-19 crisis being replaced with a cancer crisis. See how they're doing it? They're hiding. It's the vaccines that are causing the cancers. And they're causing it in such a way that these people are twisting it and making it seem like it's just a shock, normal change in disease profiling. Not true.
Right. No. Not at all. No. Just one
second. They're trying to say one other thing, David. One other thing real quick. They're trying to say that it's because people weren't able to get out of their homes and have their physical checkups and all the rest, which would screen for cancer, that's causing this. It's such a convenient lie. If they planned this all out brilliantly. Damn. Go ahead.
How do they, and people are buying it.
Oh,
people
yeah.
People are buying it.
Oh, yeah.
99%
oh, yeah.
of the population, probably the only people who really know what's going on, are those who follow reverse speech and other similar.
All true. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me go straight to the doozy. Here we found this one with my students last night or the night before last. This is, this one's rehearsal sent chills down my spine. This is on Fauci talking about vaccines.
What we have right now, we have over 120, close to 130 million people have already received at least one dose of this.
Now we sealed that beast.
And now we sealed that beast.
And now we sealed that beast. And now we sealed that beast.
That sounds very biblical and revelation to me. Now we sealed
wow.
that beast. We have
wow.
secured this negative thing. We sealed the beast. I mean, you think of the mark of the beast. And,
right.
I'm not saying the vaccine is the mark of the beast, but I am saying that it is moving us in that direction, if that makes sense. Have
sure.
you seen those videos on YouTube where magnets are sticking to the vaccine sites?
Sure. Yeah. There are lots of them. There's
yeah.
something in the solution. It may be magnetite, it may be something. It's headed to the brain. That's the most logical and pragmatic assumption. It's headed to the brain to make the brain a more efficient send and receive unit for information that will probably be sent over the 5G, 4G cell phone network. They're turning people slowly into Borgs. That's what they're doing. Who knows what's in these vaccines, David? No one's talking.
God.
There's no rule, no regulation. They're not even being tested. We don't know.
I know. It's crazy. It's insane. Just hang on one sec. I've got a parcel coming. Just I've got to go and get it.
Go get it. Yeah. The number of people, I'm trying to find this. Let's see. Let me do this again here. Number vaccinated in the U.S. Let's see what we get. 231 million Americans fully vaccinated. That means both shots. And they'll be clamoring for an add-on here, a top-off, as they say in the U.K. 287 million doses given in the United States. Right?
Wow.
And that's over 50% of the population has gotten at least one shot. You know what it is in Russia? The total number of people who have gotten at least one shot in Russia is less than 10%.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
See, this all fits with the Deagle projections.
Yep.
The Russians aren't supposed to lose many people, maybe 20 million by 2025. We're supposed to lose 230 million. So when you figure Russia with a population of 145 million has only 9.8% of its population receiving one shot, they're not going to sustain the amount of damage we are. So there you go.
Yeah.
It's really evil stuff.
Yeah.
40% in America now fully vaxxed. 40%.
Yep.
And their bodies turned into spike protein manufacturing machines. And their bodies being flooded with billions and billions of spike proteins, which are highly, highly toxic, do grave damage to the blood and to the bloodstream, the whole circulatory system.
Well, it's all very scary. That's all I can say. All right. Let's I want to play that reversal again. Here we go.
What we have right now, we have over 120, close to 130 million people have already received at least one dose of this.
And now we sealed that beast.
And now we sealed that beast.
And now we sealed that beast. And now we sealed that beast.
Whatever they're doing with the vaccine is all part of a much larger plan that is working to precision. Now we sealed that beast. We got 120 million people vaccinated.
Right.
Good job, guys. So there you go. All right. So let's have a look. Oh, here's a funny one on Pouchy. I think I caught him out in an affair. Listen to this.
That you should shut down whatever region or state in India is actually having a big surge. You don't need to shut down for an extended period of time.
And he says, my Pash has been naughty. Pash for kiss.
My Pash is naughty.
I think he's just had an affair, that's all.
It's almost okay. Like he sounds like he's saying his tush has been naughty.
Oh, yeah, it could be that too. Okay. All right, we'll come back after the break.
All right, hold on. Brilliant David Oates will be right back with more incredible reverse speech. Stand by. And welcome back, wherever you are on this beleaguered and besieged planet. Beleaguered and besieged by evil. And that's the truth. This is the final battle, this go-around, between good and evil. Again, I would urge all of you to go try to find that. It's online. You can see it. The Edgar Cayce readings on Atlantis and the last days of Atlantis is a perfect reflection of what we're doing here now. Mixing man and beast genetically, all kinds of things. Same thing. It's all going on black ops behind closed doors in secret laboratories, all paid for by you people here in America, and me too. All right, David, go right ahead.
Okay, here's Fauci talking about the situation in India and lamenting that only 3% of the population has been vaccinated.
You know, the CDC in the United States recommends that if individuals are fully vaccinated, they don't need to wear a mask indoor. But I would wait until you were fully vaccinated as opposed to halfway through the vaccination procedure.
Oh, okay. It must have been the 3%. Must have been just before that. He's talked about it. But he says, for we lost the deal.
For we lost the deal.
I don't know what deal he lost. He's upset.
Before we lost the deal, you think there's a B there? I don't hear it, but was he saying before we lost the deal?
Let's listen.
The vaccination procedure.
No, there's no B.
He's saying we lost the deal. But we lost the deal.
So what deal did he lose?
They lost. Play it again, please.
Yeah, it could be, but yeah, certainly we lost the deal.
Get everybody to keep the fear going long enough to get the vast majority of the world's population to take the shots.
Yeah.
They lost the deal. People have awakened now. They're down. The number of people getting vaccinated is quite diminished. Many tragically are doing so to keep their jobs or to keep their families intact. I understand that. It's just a terrible thing. And this was all planned out. They, you know who they are, they used AI and supercomputer models years and years ago. They're feeding it constantly real-time data right now, getting readouts on what's going to happen. They know essentially in advance what's going to happen. It's like the universal unconscious is speaking through their supercomputers. It's not a guessing game. It's an art with them. They know what's going to happen.
Yep. All right, here's Fauci again.
That if you extend it by several weeks, it doesn't seem to be harmful. In fact, in some cases, they get really good responses. But if you keep pushing it out further and further, we don't know have any data, any scientific data to indicate that that's okay.
He's talking about getting the second vaccine because India doesn't have enough vaccine. So they're talking about delaying the second vaccine. And he says, the dead give us now seen it. I think I know what it means, but let's play it. The dead give us now seen it. I just think he's talking about post-mortem. They're getting information from dead people. I don't know. The only thing I can think of. But he seems to be, doesn't seem to be too concerned about the dead. Is, I guess, the point.
No. The first word I think is yes.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. So here it is again.
Okay, that's okay.
I hear that, yes. Yeah, there we go. And here we have last verse on Fauci for today.
We're also doing what's called targeted antiviral therapy, similar to what we did many years ago with HIV drugs.
Here he simply says, the sorrow.
The sorrow.
The sorrow. The sorrow.
Yeah, there's a lot of sorrow around. I can't deny that.
That was just a statement of fact.
That's just a statement of fact. Yeah, that's right. All right, who will we move on to now?
Those, David, well, congratulations to you. And you said your students were involved. Those were, beyond damning to that little turd. Yeah. This guy is really something. Bad news.
I don't know. Look, I've been doing reversals on Fauci for over a year now, and I cannot think of one positive reversal I found on him. I don't remember any.
No?
No, they've just all been about lies and cons and deceit, I don't know how anyone could defend this guy, listen to this guy's reversals. I mean, to have such consistently bad reversals for over a year is really something else. All right, let's look at some from Biden. Here's Biden from 12th of May, 21.
As the press here knows, I carry a card in my pocket with the number of lives lost to COVID as of the close of business yesterday.
And here he says, you work it soul.
You work it soul.
You work it soul. Your work is sold.
I don't know.
His work is sold. His work, his job, is to sell people on lies, and he's saying it's sold. I think that's what he's saying.
It's sold. Hang on, let's listen again.
Your work is sold.
Oh yeah.
Your work is sold.
There is a D there.
Your work is sold.
You're absolutely right. There is a D there. Well. Look at that. Yeah, okay. He's selling everyone on this thing.
He's patting himself on the back.
How much in the loop Biden is, I don't know. I mean, I don't know whether he's in the loop on this thing or not. But
I can tell you this, that his press secretary admitted that we really should call him O'Biden. This is the Obama 3.0 presidency. This is a communist presidency. So O'Biden talks on the phone to Barry every day, according to Jen Psaki, the press secretary. And she said, at length. So he's being instructed. Susan Rice goes to the White House, talks to Obama, tells him what's going to happen. She's the courier. But they all brainstorm it together in the mansion that Obama rented, I guess, 2 years ago, which is about a mile away, a little less, from the White House. It's all being run through that mansion. And Obama is not the top on the food chain. You know, you all know that. So he's taking his orders and he's implementing them.
Of course. I don't know who's on the top of the food chain yet. I don't know. I was looking for some videos of the Rothschild, and there's just none on YouTube, unfortunately. I just really don't know who to look at
there are many of them. Go to the World Economic Forum. Look at Klaus Schwab as one of the most obvious faces. He's a very wicked, dark presence. He's one. They're there. Look at the Bilderberg meetings. They're there. They're the billionaire elite of the planet. And then there's a group within them that has to do with the Jesuits and the Masons, and this goes way back. So it's at the top, Masonic mega billionaires that many times we'll never hear their names.
Yeah.
The invisible.
Yep. Well, I don't know who to reverse. They obviously aren't in the public eye. So the highest one up the food chain I can find is Fauci. He seems to know everything that's going on.
Try and find Klaus Schwab, David.
Okay, all right.
There's quite a bit online of Klaus Schwab, the new Dr. Strangelove. Try and reverse him. That would be very important.
Yeah, man, I'm going to do Blinken for next week's shows, too.
Well, see if you can throw in some Schwab. You'll be surprised, I think.
Okay, all right. All right, here's Biden again. Here we go.
Is there any update on your meeting with the Republicans, sir?
It was a very, very good meeting. It was great to be back with so many of the colleagues that I had served with in the Senate.
Talking about a meeting with the Republicans. Very good meeting, but backwards he says, the lesson, comma, the worst, darling.
The lesson, the worst, darling.
What's he say, darling? Again, please.
The lesson, the worst, darling. Darling at the end, very quick. It was a reporter, female reporter asked him the question, right?
Oh, the reverse, comma, darling. I see what he's doing. Okay.
That's right. The lesson, the worst. In other words, it was a shocking meeting. It went really bad. Okay. Since forwards, it went really well. But backward, the lesson, the worst, darling. You know, it went really bad. We didn't learn anything at all. And the darling is a little comment to the reporter. So here it is again.
The lesson, the worst, darling.
You got that? So the darling to the reporter. So that's his.
Got it.
All right. So here he is again.
And I am very optimistic that we can reach a reasonable agreement. But even if we don't, it's been a good faith. There's a good faith effort that's been started.
Talking about the comment is you no longer need to wear a mask if you're fully vaccinated. And he says, a death. Look, there's a death.
My death, Newton, is a death.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know what to tell you. Look, I'm flabbergasted at these reversals. That's all I can say. I'm flabbergasted. There's just no empathy, no compassion. Everyone's lying through their teeth.
Psychopathy and satanic evil rule the world right now. That's the truth.
Yeah, there's no doubt. No doubt in my mind. Yeah. Oh, here we have a funny one on Biden. He's doing a joint press conference with South Korean President Moon. So here's the forwards.
It's only the second person, second head of state, to visit the White House since I've been president, and it's been a real joy. It's a reflection of how much we value the 70-year alliance with the Republic of Korea.
And here he says, we love you.
We love you.
There we go. Now I guess he does value the relationship with Korea. So.
Well, that idiot Ho Harris, this alleged vice president, she went over to meet with South Korean president. Can't remember his name ever. I never get it right. Anyway, she shook hands with him. And then, did you see this?
No, tell me.
She shook hands with him and then put her hand, her right hand, on her right thigh and rubbed it. She rubbed off whatever she thought she was getting on her hand from the South Korean president. It was one of the biggest outrages, diplomatically speaking, that you can ever see. She wiped her hand off after shaking the guy's hand.
That is disgusting. That woman,
well, there's no Red Fox joke. She's been in more laps than a napkin.
Unbelievable. All right, here we have a concerning reversal on Biden. I hope it's not a future prediction, but here it is.
We address issues of regional and global concern through stronger cooperation with partners in the region, including the ASEAN, the Quad, and trilateral cooperation with Japan.
Talking about South Korea again and backwards. I sign nuke. So, don't know. Means I agree.
I don't think the guy can sign his own bathroom visits, but whatever.
Anyway, there we go. I'll put it out there. It's out there. Make of it what you will. All right, here he is again. Also with the South Korean president, Moon.
A 5G network, I should say. I'm talking about the G5 as another organization. I'm thinking organization, Mr. President.
And here he says, yes, the shackle.
Yes, the shackle.
Yes, the shackle. Yes, the shackle.
Is that the 5G network? I don't know. Yes, the shackle.
I don't hear an L in shackle. It's Shacko. Shacko.
No, let's play it again.
Shacko. Yes, the shackle.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, the shackle.
All right, throw that one out. Okay, we won't play that one. All right, next one.
See how David has strict standards for reverse speech, all of you. That was a perfect lesson there.
Yep.
It sounded right, but the L wasn't there. So.
Yep. I try to get most of them before I go to air, but still the occasional one slips through. All right, so here's the next one on Biden, same press conference.
And so if that was the case, I would not meet unless there was some outline made and my Secretary of State and others would have negotiated as to how we would proceed.
He's talking about meeting with Kim Jong-un. Is that his name? Yeah, North Korean leader. Simply says,
Sam they damn.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I guess he's talking about
it. I want to put on the table here, and again, I urge all of you, if you hadn't been able to read it yet, on the right-hand side at the featured stories section down low, look for the two pictures of Biden. They flick back and forth. One says Creeper Joe, and the other one says Nano Joe. And listen to this guy. We all know he's demented. We all know that before he went in the White House, and even after he went in, unless he's reading a prompter, he sounds like he's got third-stage Alzheimer's. And yet here he is, quipping, that was extemporaneous, acting almost like he is quasi-normal. There's a reason for this. I don't know what it is, but I've postulated that they have used nanotechnology to somehow reanimate this guy and make him sound competent to the extent that they don't have to worry every second about him getting into trouble. You've heard him too many times talking pure gibberish.
Yeah.
So where did that go?
Yeah. Don't know. You're right. It's an interesting observation.
I sent you that article. You saw it. All those nanotech.
Yeah. No, don't worry.
Devices.
I've seen it.
I've
seen the thing sticking out of his arm.
All right, when you have three items crawling up out of your sleeve on national television, an inch and a half maybe out of your sleeve, toward the palm of your hand, and you don't move, you don't even look down there, that means you're part of whatever they are.
Yeah, I know.
You are part of whatever they are.
Yep.
And I think they're advanced nanotech, large scale, and I do think, and I've made the case, that they crawl out of his forearm, and then when he held his arm up, the lights were so bright, they went right back under that cuff, shirt cuff, but they didn't go down his sleeve. They went back into his arm, because if you look closely at the pictures, I've demonstrated that there's a long ridge suddenly appearing in the palm of his hand, in the exact shape of that object, that worm-like thing that was sticking up out of his sleeve. So you make up your own mind, but that story is well worth a look.
It is, indeed. All right, here we are talking about the situation in India.
I don't talk about what we negotiate in private. What I can assure you, though, is that the last time it took 56 days and then 6 months to get a ceasefire.
Oh, hang on. No, this is not India. I don't know what this is about. Huh. No, I'm a bit lost.
Talking about maybe the Palestinians and the Israelis.
Oh, yes, of course. That's what we're talking about. Thank you. Yes, indeed. So here it is again.
I don't talk about what we negotiate in private. What I can assure you, though, is that the last time it took 56 days and then 6 months to get a ceasefire.
He got a ceasefire really quick. I think this reversal tells us why. You've got to understand reversals is cryptic. Apply it, and I'll tell you what I think it means. They get slums kiss.
They get slums kiss.
They get slums kiss. They get slums kiss.
Slum is poverty, lack of money. I think he threatened to withdraw funding from Israel unless they agreed to a ceasefire. There we go. That's what I think the reversal means. Okay.
I don't know how many millions a day we're pouring into that country, but it's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah, well, I reckon that's what they get the slums kisses. It's a cryptic nature. If you don't...
Yeah, he threatened to pull the money. That's the only thing that they would listen to. I agree.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's exactly what I think the reversal means. He threatened to pull the money. Yep. All right. Here he is again.
But that doesn't mean we should not be in Gaza, rebuilding Gaza for all those innocent people who, in fact, have been hurt and have been collateral damage.
He says, have no hope.
Have no hope.
Have no hope. Have no hope.
In other words, he doesn't have much hope for the situation in the Middle East. Okay.
Or he's commenting on the Palestinians who have no hope. And there have been reports about polls done among Palestinians, and something like 90% would leave Gaza in a minute if they could. They hate it. They have no hope for the future. They are really beaten down. Just a thought.
Yep. Okay. Now, here we have an interesting reversal. Here he stutters in reverse. Now, Biden does stutter in forwards occasionally. And for those who don't know, he used to have quite a severe speech stutter, which he overcame. And I actually have empathy for Biden in that area, because I used to have quite a severe speech stutter myself, which I overcame. So here we have him stuttering in reverse. So here's the forwards.
We'll provide full vaccinations for all 550,000 of those Korean forces engaging with American forces on a regular basis.
And he says, serve the villain. Then he stutters on the word S, serve the villain, solve the crime. So serve the villain, solve the crime. So you'll hear that stutter.
Serve the villain, solve the crime. Serve the villain, solve the crime.
Hear that?
Serve the villain, solve the crime.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something in there. It's there. Yeah.
Stutter in reverse, serve the villain.
A little hitch.
Yeah, just a little glitch, that's all. All right, let me see. This is most of the verses I've got for you. I've got two on Rand Paul. So let's play them real quick. This is from that little interaction where he asked Fauci about gain-of-function research.
Right.
At the end.
Go ahead real quick. We can get one of them in, I think. I don't want to get cut off here. Go ahead.
Here's one.
But interestingly, the technique that Dr. Barrick developed forces mutations by serial passage through cell culture that the mutations appear to be natural.
He says, you would rape business.
Leave it, rape business.
I don't know. Whatever it means. Anyway, there we go. That's it for today. So I'll get to Schwab for you. We'll do Blinken next week, too. Okay.
What a stellar program. Just remarkable. Wow. Thank you.
Yep.
Sir.
Now we sealed the beast. Remember that reversal, folks? Now we sealed the beast. And if you're thinking about getting a vaccine, all I can say is don't. Okay. All right.
Couldn't
see
agree
you later,
more.
Jeff.
Thanks, David. Okay. Great job. Wonderful.
Okay. Bye. Yeah. Bye.
All right. Wow. There's a lot to think about there and a lot revealed. No question. We will be back tomorrow on Wednesday. Thank you for being here and participating. And this is a two-way program. So we'll talk again tomorrow. Take care. No shots. And try to help those who are still possibly within reach. Talk tomorrow.